do something a little unusual. I'm going to preach about the psalm primarily. Harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. But before I preach about hearts, I'm going to tell you a story about feet. Feet. Ooh. It's not even good. It's not even Holy Thursday, Father. Why are you talking about washing feet? Or anything to do with feet, for that matter. There was a man. I believe his name was Ben. I met him. He was the ranger for my third time doing a trek at Philmont. I told you about that before, the Boy Scout Ranch in New Mexico. And Ben was one of those characters. Just inspiring, really. He had his feet planted firmly on the ground, and yet he just seemed to gaze with his personality at the stars and the wonder that was all around him. And Ben was a curious person in many ways, but the boys that were on the trek with us noticed one particular thing, his boots. And he had negotiated with the Boy Scouts because they didn't want him to wear these things, but he actually wanted to wear less, as it turns out. They were just a thin layer of leather, almost like moccasins. They looked comfortable if you weren't walking in them, but in the rough terrain of the northeastern part of New Mexico, they didn't really seem to fit in. But that was one of his things. You see, he had this whole philosophy about it, that we grow accustomed to wearing shoes when, according to him and apparently others, we shouldn't grow so accustomed to wearing shoes. We get too used to it. You see, Ben would go running in the wild barefoot. I'm not kidding. He's an interesting man. He would talk about how our feet get so soft, essentially, and because they're soft, the nerve endings actually enlarge. If we have any podiatrists around, they might be able to help to get us on the right track. But he would talk about how the nerves would enlarge to get the sense of balance and the ground. He'd take it a bit far. He would start talking about chakras and being united with the earth. And at that point, I was just like, okay, Ben, you're a little hippie, but okay. But what he had to say was really fascinating, that by going barefoot a little bit more often, his feet actually hardened, but were also less likely to feel pain because those nerve endings would then shrink back to the normal size or however, and therefore he could walk in ways and over things that to us would be unimaginable, but to him, he wouldn't feel anything. He had grown so accustomed to walking without shoes that it became natural for him. And he was firmly planted. He was a man, as I said before, with his feet on the ground, but gazing at the stars in many ways. Now, if we can take that little vignette about walking barefoot and compare that to the hardness of heart, our psalm, Jerome has sung it very well, but we're not used to preparing our ears to hear the psalm to have it preached on, so I'm just going to read it through for you again. The psalmist says, "You turn back to dust, saying, 'Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch in the night. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like changing grass, which at dawn springs up and anew, but by evening wilts and fades. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper prosper the work of our hands, for us, prosper the work of our hands. There's something about this particular psalm that has always spoken to me, and the hardness of heart that you are so inclined to. If we think of that analogy, that vignette of Ben and his moccasins and his bare feet, we have grown accustomed to hardness of heart. We've had to, with so many ways of being hurt in our world, we have grown accustomed to being hard of heart. And yet our psalmist is warning us about the brevity of life, about the need to open up. In this way, hearing the call of God, we actually open our hearts in a way that seems vulnerable, almost like walking on gravel with bare feet. But ultimately, it's more of who we are called to be. It is our natural pose to be open of heart, not to be hard of heart. The man in our gospel today, this foolish landowner, and this, by the way, is one of the few parables that only is found in the Gospel of Luke. It's only found in Luke. And so this foolish landowner who's about to build larger barns to hold all of his stuff is hard of heart. You can tell because he only talks to himself. Did you notice that? He asked himself, "Self, what should I do? You've got all these great things. This is what I shall do. I shall build larger barns. And as for you," never stopped talking to himself, but he has to reemphasize that he's talking to himself. "As for you, you will be merry and happy for many years, not having to work." He only references himself. His heart is hardened. Vanity of vanities, our first reading says. All things are vanity. This is a doubling down on our capacity to become hard of heart, to only think of ourselves, to think of what is best for me. And then God says, our gospel says that God said to him, never initiated this conversation with God. God had to interject, "You fool," he says. "You may think it foolish to go through life with hearts open. We may think it foolish to open ourselves to the life that Christ calls us to live. It is dangerous in the sense that we will be hurt, and yet it's wisdom to do so because it's in the way that God sees the world." Their psalm reminds us to be open of heart, to take everything that comes with the certainty that God has it all figured out. That God knows what it is that we need. God knows our situation better than we ever even could. Our hearts are hardened when we only look to what I need, what's best for me. Let's open our hearts today in the gladness and the joy that comes with Christ, and the goodness of his softening of our hearts, to know that God has prepared everything